As the bell sounded, a few hundred St. Joe's High School students quickly filled the hallways with only 4 minutes to change classes. Among those students was more than 230 freshmen. While some students are struggling with enrollment and cuts to programs, for the first time in a decade, St. Joe's has a waiting list.
It's very exciting to see that the direction that St. Joe's has gone in since I've been a freshman, seeing new faces, a lot of new teachers, so it's been very exciting for me.
Peter Laux is a St. Joe's senior. The school has been offering its college preparatory program for more than 150 years, founded by the LaSallian brothers. Laux tells WBFO News he feels ready for college next year.
Not only the academics I feel are important, but I feel like St. Joe's has made me into a man that well prepared for a career and having a family and going beyond, really aiming to educate the whole person.
Despite tuition costs of well over $10,000, 70% of St. Joe's students receive financial aid to attend. This school season, St. Joe's has expanded its academic departments and added new faculty and staff. Kanan Clark is among 11 new hires. He's a school counselor.
I love the fact that, you know, the boys, you know, wear a shirt and tie every day, that they, you know, are clean shaven, that they are instilled with the great things that I was brought up with, which is great morals of, you know, respect and yes sir, yes ma'am, and really strive to be a role model for the community and be strong in their academics and put that first beyond anything else.
I want to know if I can have an iPad now, because she has to sign me up for something on that.
I'm going to have to...
The school also launched a new iPad 1-to-1 program, made possible through a generous donation from an anonymous alumnus. Steve Konarczyk is a technology integration specialist at the school who is working to get an iPad in the hand of every student.
All students in grades 9 through 12 will receive an iPad, or have already done so. They receive an orientation program at the beginning of the school year, and with continued support through the technology department, through our faculty, they'll have it for the whole school year, and we'll be able to take them home too as well.
How important is it now to get these iPads in the students' hands?
We're thinking college. We're thinking beyond college. 94% of the Fortune 500 companies have implemented some type of iPad program already. So we're just trying to keep up with that, what's going on in the real world. And I would say it's more of an accessibility thing. We need to supply students with the devices to connect to the classroom, to the world, and with all the information that is available these days.
And to use those iPads while on campus, the school has a new state-of-the-art wireless internet infrastructure throughout the building. Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.